Hare Krishna. Being saintly is not a substitute for being sensible. Being saintly is sometimes lauded and exalted to such an extent that the ideal of saintliness seems not only unachievable for people in general, but also seems impractical. Now, we need to know that such a idealized conception of saintliness is not exactly the correct understanding of saintliness. To be saintly does mean to be forgiving, to be tolerant, to be kind. But the essence of saintliness is not these things. The essence of saintliness is devotion to God and devotion to all living beings in relationship with God. And that devotion expresses itself also as assertive action at times when it is necessary for the sake of God and for the sake of God's cause. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, at the start, Arjuna says that it is better that I fight and die. Without fighting, I am killed, unarmed and defenseless, unarmed and unresisting. Yadima pratikaram ashastram shastrapana dhartarashtrarane hanyustan mekshemataram bhaved. So Arjuna wants to adopt a saintly attitude over here. And he says that, oh, whatever transgressions they may have performed in the past against me, whatever they may want to do now, I don't care. Let them do whatever they want and I will just accept it. So now, if Arjuna had adopted that course of action, what would have happened? Yes, he may have congratulated himself, see how tolerant and forgiving I am. But would that have done any good to society? No, his brothers would have been severely crippled in their quest for justice. And quite likely that they might have found it difficult to win the war. And thereafter, they would have ended up being... Adharma would have won and Adharma would... Duryodhana would have continued to propagate Adharma in society. So therefore, the important thing is that Arjuna was not being sensible. He was being sentimental. And he was equating his sentimentality with saintliness. But as I said, saintliness doesn't necessarily have to contradict being sensible or doesn't necessarily have to contradict being sensible. But saintly essentially means being devotionally purposeful, being devoted to the cause of Dharma and to the cause of the Lord of Dharma, that is God, Krishna. So in the third chapter, Krishna counters Arjuna by stating that, O Arjuna, if you continue to live in this way, if you continue to neglect Dharma, if you continue to, if you do not do your duty, then he gives his own example and he says, if I had not done my duty, that is a very subtle unmistakable way of instructing Arjuna. Arjuna, even I do my duty as a Kshatriya, although I am transcendental, I am God, I don't have any duty, but when I have descended in the role of a Kshatriya, I do my duty. Therefore, Arjuna, you should also do your duty. And Krishna tells over there that if he sees, it's only sensible that if one person is attacking and is continuously exploiting and torturing and delighting in that, then there has to be countering for that. Otherwise, that person will just continue on that and break havoc. And not just on those who are victims, but will victimize the larger society also. So therefore, what Krishna tells Arjuna is, you have to counter this. And the way to counter this is by practicing in your Kshatriya duty as a warrior. Utsideya rime loka nakuryat karma chedham sankarasya chaka sankarta syam upahanyam ima praja. That is, I will create havoc in all of society if I do not stick to my duty, and therefore I will stick to my duty. So Krishna tells Arjuna that there can be an integration of being saintly and being sensible if one removes stereotypes of saintliness as being just uncritically tolerant and forgiving, but by recognizing that saintliness means being devoted to Krishna and be doing whatever it takes for being devoted to Krishna. Whatever it takes in one's devotion to Krishna, if one does that, then if that requires assertive action in terms of correcting wrongdoers, one does that. And if it requires forgiveness, one does that. So by recognizing that spiritual being saintly means being spiritually purposeful, we can avoid the misconception that becoming saintly means we have to be senselessly, self-flagellatingly forgiving or tolerating or victimizing or subjecting ourselves to indignities. No. Being saintly means doing what it takes to serve the Lord and to further our service to the Lord. Thank you. Hare Krishna.